The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast, where on this edition we're going to be looking at Friday's action from Epsom, including the key race of the day with the Oaks. You'll hear all of Friday's action live on Racing Radio from 1:30pm with Gareth Topham, James Millman and Paddy Aspel. A good day to look forward to with action from Catterick, Market Raisin and Epsom in the afternoon. Bath, Doncaster and Goodwood are your evening cards. Let's look ahead to four races from Epsom on Friday. It's me, Michael Wood, and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. Good afternoon, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
I'm very well. Very much looking forward to the Oaks. It should be a fantastic weekend of action at Epsom.
Yeah, absolutely. I tend to prefer the Epsom Dash and the sprint races at Epsom as opposed to the Derby and the Oaks, but both are intriguing this year, particularly with the big field and the Derby. I think we've got 16 now confirmed.
Yeah, and just before we get into the racing on Friday, a couple of key racing stories at Epsom. And the first is that Ryan Moore has been confirmed to ride the Derby favourite US Army Ranger for the Derby. What sort of impact do you think that'll have on the current 9-2 favourite?
I think it'll probably ensure that he goes off as favourite. But it was widely expected, wasn't it? There was no great surprise there.
Yeah, and in terms of the Oaks, well, the third favourite, Even Song, has been withdrawn. So that's a real shame, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, the Newmarket race she won last time has been a good guide to the Oaks in the last few years. So, it's lost some of its lustre with her withdrawal.
But hopefully we can find some value on this podcast. Well, let's get stuck into Friday's action. And the first race we're going to be previewing is the 3:10 at Epsom. It's the Investec Diamond Stakes. It's over 1 mile, 114 yards. It's got 11 runners in this one, Andrew. What has caught your eye?
Well, the starting point in this race is last year's winner, A-Rod. And this one was probably in need of the run when only third in a listed contest at Ascot on his reappearance behind GM Hopkins. But the thing is, he's a long-striding individual and loves fast ground, according to his trainer, and that's certainly backed up by the form book. I think in Britain he's only once raced on ground softer than good when a runner-up to the Grey Gatsby in the Dante Stakes a few years ago. And, you know, although he won the race last year, this race looks more competitive this time around, bigger field certainly. And on ground described as soft, good to soft in places, I think his turn of foot could be vulnerable. So I'm going to side with last year's fourth, Tullius, for the Andrew Balding Yard. And this one needs to get his toe in, loves ground on the soft side. And so in this race last year, he was fourth, only beaten by 3¾ lengths. But he just couldn't mount a challenge because, he was always playing catch-up on ground that was far too quick for him. And I think with a slower surface this time around, he could reverse that form. You know, he ran a respectable race last time out at Sandown in Group 3 company over 10 furlongs and now dropped to a more suitable trip. Tullius, in a first-time visor, can get back to winning ways.
In that one, Andrew, is there any that have caught your eye in terms of ones that could spring a surprise?
Well, I guess Tullius would be a little bit of a surprise, given that he's probably going to be around the sort of 8-1, 10-1 mark. But, I did delve into the bigger price ones, and it was a bit tricky because there's quite a few of these like to make the running. I did look at Master the World, who went desperately close in the Cambridgeshire last year. But, he's probably going to get taken on for the lead, assuming they ride him from the front as they normally do. You know, custom cut has possibilities with the ground to suit, but you know, it's a 7-1 shot. So yeah, Tullius, so 8-1 with us here at William Hill, I think is the way to go in the race.
So Tullius for Andrew in the 3.10 at Epsom. Let's move on to the 3.45. Got an Investec mile handicap here. It's over 1 mile, 114 yards. 12 runners in this one. And the Examiner is an early market favourite in this one, Andrew. Is that one that's caught your eye?
No, in a word. I was going to say, I looked at this race without looking at the prices. And the one I settled on was Alcatraz. And this one ran a very eye-catching race at Windsor on his reappearance. This was back in late April, behind a horse called Wheatles. Now, Wheatles ran on Wednesday when I was in the studio, and ran a good race in listed company at Nottingham, finishing third. And it's not the only one to come out of that race and run well subsequently. We've also had the runner-up in that race, Dutch Uncle, winning a hot Lingfield handicap next time out, and the fourth home at Nail won at York when 12-1 in a big field. So the form is working out really well. Alcatraz won't mind the drop in trip and the softer going. Although that Windsor race was over 10 furlongs, his latest win came over a mile on soft ground at Epsom. So I think the softer ground could compensate for the drop in trip. And I take Alcatraz with Franny Norton up to give that Windsor form another boost. So yeah, I thought Franny Norton was a particularly interesting booking for George Baker's gelding. He's not had many rides for the yard, I think just four previously, but those include an 8-1 winner and a 12-1 second.
So Alcatraz for you in the 3.45. Well, it's the big one, our next race on our podcast. It's the 4.30, the Investec Oaks, and we have got early market prices here with William Hill. So the favourite is Minding, of course, now available at 5-6. Skiffle, who's attracted a lot of interest, is the second favourite at 11-2. Turret Rocks is at 15-2. Somehow is at 8s. Architecture is at 10s. Seventh Heaven is at 16s. Harley Quinn is at 20s. Diamonds Port Moir is 25-1. And Australian Queen is the outsider at a big price of 66-1. Is it Minding's to lose, Andrew?
No. I was against her last time. I did the podcast for the Curra when she was very short price favourite for the Irish 1,000 guineas, starting at odds of 11-4 on that day. And she was beaten ahead by Jet Setting. Sadly, I put the wrong one up against her. But I'm keen to repose her again. I mean, she's stepping up in trip from a mile to a mile and a half. And with the ground very much on the soft side, you know, any stamina doubts you know, are going to be exaggerated as well. So, you know, I think she might struggle to get home. Her class could see her in the first three, but I think it's a minor placing for her. And there's some interesting stats associated with this race. I mean, four of the last five winners were 20-1 or bigger, you know, including Qualify, who was 50-1 when scoring last year for the Aidan O'Brien yard. And only two of the previous 10 winners had already won a group race. So it tends to be a more lightly raced, you know, progressive type that's perhaps just been running in a listed company or a lesser grade. So for that reason, I'm going to side with Skiffle for Charlie Appleby. This one ran a cracking race on debut when very green, rearing at the start, missing the break by a long way, but keeping on best of all to finish third to Abingdon at, say, in an Ascot Maiden early about a month ago now, 6th of May, and then reappeared just 2 weeks later at Goodwood in listed company, started at 5-1. Put in a much more professional performance, broke well, held up in rear, and kept on best of all to win by a length from 13-8 favourite the Black Princess. That pair were miles clear. And given how much she progressed from that first run to a second start, I think you know, another step forward can see her take this. Breeding-wise, she looks as though she's going to stay the mile-and-a-half trip, and there's also hope in her breeding that the softer ground won't inconvenience her either. So, yeah, Skiffle each way, round about the 11-2 mark, gets my vote.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, yeah, Skiffle currently 11-2 with William Hill. Well, our final race of our podcast preview of the four races at Epsom tomorrow, looking at the 5.15, it's the Investec Surrey Stakes. It's a listed race. It's over seven furlongs with eight runners. What would be your best bet in this one, Andrew?
Well, my best bet in this race and my best bet of the day is Harlech for Roger Varian. This one very much caught my eye last time out when second at Goodwood. It's very hard to win a big field, 7 furlong Goodwood handicap from a high draw. Those drawn in stalls 9 or higher have got a terrible record in fields of 12 or more runners. And I was in the studio that day and I put up the reverse forecast on stalls 1 and 2. Oh, This Is Us from stall 2, the 9-2 favourite, and Ian Fleming from stall 1 at 5-1. And I thought I'd copped a nice return, but Harlech from stall 10 split that pair, going down by half a length. I thought that was an excellent run from the high draw, and he went straight onto my list of horses to follow after that. And I think he can go one better at Epsom on Friday. Now, the interesting thing about this one, he's failed to win from two starts on straight tracks. But when he goes around a turn, he's got a great record. 4 runs, 2 wins, a third at Lingfield when badly hampered and doing best of those who were ridden patiently. That was over a mile. And then, of course, that Goodwood run I was just talking about from a bad draw. So on a turning track with a cut in the ground, no problem. Having won his maiden on good to soft ground last year, I think Harlech's a great bet. I should also mention, sorry, that if Harlech wins out or goes close, then have a look at Stamp Hill in the 550, because he ran in the same Goodwood race as Harlech last time, and he was also badly drawn, finishing 5th from stall 14 of 14, the worst of the draw.
So, Andrew, just a quick recap of your 4 selections for the 310, the 345, the 430, which is the Oaks, and the 515.
Right, in the 310, I'm going for Andrew Balding's Tullius to reverse last year's form with A-Rod on the softer going. In the 345, I'm with Alcatraz to give another boost to the winds of form behind Wheatles. And then we've got the Oaks. I'm going for Skiffle Each Way to upset Minding. And finally, in the 7 furlong listed race at 5:15, my strongest fancy of the day, Harlech.
Our thanks to Andrew Mount for his thoughts on the 4 races that we've previewed today at Epsom. Make sure you join Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. on Friday for all of Friday's racing action. They'll be providing live commentary, results and tips for all of the action. And Gareth Topham, James Millen and Paddy Aspel will be your studio team. So, Andrew, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Have a good weekend.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.